It has been 2.5 years since the Raise the Age bills were introduced to the Michigan legislature, and finally a compromise was reached last Wednesday when the bills passed out of committee.
This package has ironed out all the differences in between the House and Senate versions, and so the expectation is that within the next week or two, this will be passed entirely and sent to the governor's desk for her signature.
That's Alex Rossman from the Michigan League for Public Policy, one of the central organizations advocating to end automatic prosecution of 17-year-olds as adults in Michigan. Currently, when a 17-year-old is tried as an adult in Michigan, the state covers 100% of the cost. But when a young person goes through the juvenile justice system, 50% of the cost falls on the county. But this new bill will alleviate some of that initial cost.
So the funding agreement on that is that the state is going to pay for 100% of the costs for managing 17-year-olds for 3 years, and then going to reevaluate how that's been working, both from the state's perspective and the county's perspective.
If this bipartisan bill passes, it would not be effective until October 2021, in order to give local county facilities enough time to prepare to house 17-year-olds. Michelle Jokashpolo, WGVU News.
Support for Mutually Inclusive comes from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation.